say, you better watch out or something will get you?
Mm-hmm.
What would they say was going to get you?
That can't remember what it is.
What would they say in Spanish? Were they saying they're like the devil or?
The devil, yes. That's what they use mostly, I think.
Did they ever say the boogeyman?
The boogeyman, yes.
Would that be the same thing there? Would they?
Well, I don't know what the boogeyman is. I guess some imaginative.
They would use the words the same. Is that right?
Yes.
And what do you call a child whose parents are dead?
An orphan.
And where do orphans live?
Well, sometimes they put them in an orphanage.
And then somebody might look after the orphan there. And it'd be the orphan's legal...
Legal guardian.
And what do you call your cousins and uncles and... nephews and nieces, all those people, they're your
kinfolk.
And if I said, well, there's a Mr. Ramirez over there that I talked to earlier today, you might say, yes, we have the same name, but he's
not related.
And what do you call people who live in your house with you?
With you? Well, your immediate family or?
You say immediate family. Is there any difference in family and immediate family?
Well, yes, family is comprehensive. Your immediate family is your sons and daughters.
And what do you mean when you say family?
Family, well, I think it's your brothers and your father and your mother. Well, that's immediate family too, yes. Well, I guess it comes to about the same thing.
And if you belong to a club or something, they might expect you to pay money every month or something, you know, to remain a member of the club, and that would be your club.
Your dues.
And if you received a bill on the, you might say, well, this bill is what on the first of the month.
Due on the first of the month.
And if you wanted to send someone a letter, before you could mail the letter, you would have to
address it.
And you would, how would you address it? You would, what would that be?
Well, you had to put the name and the address,
and
street address, and the name of the town, zip number nowadays.
what would you call that all together? What would you write it in? You write all that information on the...
On an envelope?
And, if you've been waiting a long time to do something, just years, you'd say, and it finally got the chance, you'd say, I've been waiting ever, 1960 to do that?
Since 1960.
And, what would you call it if you were... If you had a pulley and a big block or something that you wanted to
pull
and get that
race,
you would say you were going to what?
You wanted to race that block, right?
Would you ever say you were going to hoist
it?
Do you ever use that word?
Yes.
And you told me last night, last week about the bone that you'd break
mm-hmm.
out of the chicken, the one that was shaped.
The wishbone.